Radharani, the beloved of Madhava, the most worshipful of the cowherd girls of Gokula Manda. Decorated with the dress of Lord Damodar's increasing ecstasy, you are the lady of the house of Lord Hari and the groves of Vrindavan. From the ocean of Vrishabhanu has arisen a new moon which is overwhelming the qualities of Lalita and Vishakha. O goddess, your qualities are described by Shanaka and Sanatan Rishis and the Sanatan Goshami. Please bestow your mercy upon me. We're given a hint here into the nature of spiritual love, that even the dress of the spiritual body is of the nature of ever-increasing ecstasy for the Supreme Lord. Radharani is seated in the swing there with Krishna, and it's described that her dress is not made of cotton, it's not made of silk, it's not made of oil, like the modern, today all these fabrics are made from oil, is it? They take oil and they turn it into Dacron and this ron and that ron. See, so it's not oil, it's not cotton, it's not this, it's not that. What is it? Her dress is made of ever-increasing love for Krishna. Now just imagine, what is the spiritual world? See, that we cannot imagine. We're always used to making things out of dull matter. But in the spiritual world, things are made out of ever-increasing ecstasy. So we're given a little hint. See, in another poem, Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described that Radharani's hair, the knot of her hair, is not ordinary. It's compared, it's called being her confidential deep anguish for Krishna. Just like in this material world, you feel deep anguish over something you love. You see, so the knot of her hair is an exhibition of anguish for Krishna. And in this way, all the different aspects of Radharani, her crown, her earring, everything about her body is transcendentally absorbed in love of Krishna. So this gives us a little hint into the nature of spiritual love.